I have a personal announcement, though. I'm placing a personal bounty on the head of Tim McCracken. He's the coach and chief punk on that Syracuse team.
A bounty?
Yeah. $100 of my own money for the first of my men that really nails that creep. That's 8 o'clock at the War Memorial, the Syracuse, and the all-new Charleston Chiefs.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, not to worry, kid.
Back to another episode of the St. Louis Blues The Drop podcast. We are a podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Today we're going to be having an analysis of Game 5, the Blues and Blackhawks of Round 1. The Blues were leading the series 3-1 and were looking to close it out last night at Scott Trade, but Chicago would get on the board first with this goal by Marian Hossa.
Just toward the middle, Hossa's got it, Keith is with him, Hossa driving in shorthanded, Hossa with the shot, he scored! Marian Hossa puts the Hawks in front with his 50th career postseason goal, a shorty, 1-0 Chicago.
Actually, a shorthanded goal for Chicago. The Blues were on the power play, allowed a 2-on-1 breakaway, and Hossa just put it over Elliott's glove. Elliott didn't look like he was in position in that one. Chicago wanted to take the lead in this one, and they did. And that was just 11 minutes and 32 seconds into the second period. The first period was kind of a back-and-forth period, but the second period got things going. Let's see if the Blues can do anything on the remainder of this power play that they have left.
And back come the Blues. Schwartz tees it up. He scores!
By Schwartz was 12 minutes and 29 seconds into the second period. It was assisted by Alex Petrangelo, his third, Colton Parayko, his first, and that was Schwartz's third goal in this series. It went back and forth for a couple more minutes. Chicago started putting some pressure on, and when you put pressure on, good things happen.
Spins to his forehand. Walked out in front with a shot.
Blues got rewarded for their hard work on that goal, and that was Anisimov's second of the series at 15 minutes and 24 seconds into the second period. Panarin assisted on that, and so did Teravainen. That was his first assist and Panarin's third in the series. So Panarin has been getting some good assists in the series, not as many goals as they'd like, but he's playing pretty good when it comes to his assisting and his passing. He's one of the best players on the Blackhawks. The Blues need to come back and tie this thing up. They're behind 2-1 now. But when you play slow in your end and you don't get the puck away from people and you let people skate around and you stand around, this is what is going to happen every single time.
Amazing. Virtually every game of the series. Here's Kane centering. They score! That, I think, is going to count. The green light is on. Panarin shot it to the back of the clock expired. This will go to video review. The Hawks hoping that they're up two.
Panarin all alone by himself goes top shelf. That is a good goal.
Just don't understand this. 7.3 seconds. You've got a face off in your own end and you let Chicago control the puck for that last 7 seconds. You let him put pressure on Elliott and then you leave Panarin wide open for a goal with 0.4 seconds left. That is a killer, a big-time killer. You just don't do that. The Blues, I looked like as if they were thought that Chicago was just going to bounce the puck around. Chicago took it seriously and did some passing and got the puck in the net. At fault, Blues defense on that one. Chicago takes a 2-goal lead into the third period. Let's hope the Blues can have some type of energy to come back in the third period and get some goals from some players that need to score. Otherwise, this is going to a Game 6 in Chicago. Open the third period, down 3-1. It was looking a little dismal. And then Robbie Fabbri, 6 minutes and 57 seconds into the third period, got his first goal of the series. And Alex Petrangelo assisted on it, his fourth.
Back comes Fabbri.
to the backhand of the middle. Shoots, he scores! Robbie Fabbri, as the Hawks got caught with a late change, had some difficulty getting all five on the ice, and Fabbri makes him play. It's 3-2.
Advantage of a huge Chicago mistake. Chicago could not get five men on the ice, and when you don't do that, and you're trying to defend your own end, things happen for the other team, and Fabbri got a goal to make it 3-2. The Blues are climbing back in, but the Blues aren't done yet. They get another goal, 14 minutes and 50 seconds in. Backes, his second of the playoffs. Alex Pietrangelo's fifth assist, and Robbie Fabry's third assist. And here's how that came to be.
Fabbri to the corner, sweeps it back. Pietrangelo, a long wrist shot, tip, let's go! Going to go to extra time tonight. The Blackhawks trying to keep their season alive.
Go into overtime, tied 3-3. What a battle. What a game. You know, regardless of who wins this game, both teams battled hard. Both teams wanted this game. Chicago got ahead 3-1. The Blues stepped back and said, hey, we're not going to make it this easy on you. You're going to have to really battle us and stop us from coming back. The Blues came back, tied it 3-3, going into the first overtime. A lot of back and forth in the first overtime. Some good saves by Elliott, some missed chances by Chicago, a few missed chances by the Blues. And at the end of 15 minutes in regulation of the overtime, the fourth period basically, we're still tied 3-3. We get into the second overtime. There's some back and forth play. Blues had a chance, maybe two good chances. Chicago had a few chances. And then Chicago made this chance work.
To the backhand. He tried a shot. Oh, and he hit out the rebound. Hawks win. Hawks win. Patrick Kane. Elliott arguing about it, but this was a good goal call on the ice. And Patrick Kane has kept his team season alive. Game five, Saturday night in the United Center.
Goal, of course, was by Kane. His first of the playoffs. They've been missing him all playoff long. They're hoping that maybe this will open him up a little bit with an assist from Richard Panik. And that was 3 minutes and 7 seconds into the second OT. The Blues just didn't look good on their end in that play. Chicago makes it a 3-2 series. Game six will be in Chicago Saturday, I believe at 7 or 7:30 on Fox Sports Midwest, NBC Sports, and in St. Louis locally, it'll be on either Y98 or 1120 AM. Not sure, there may be some conflict with Cardinals baseball. Anyway, my analysis of this game is the turning point in this game was not when the Blues were down 2-1. It's when 7.3 seconds left, they let Chicago skate around like it's a pickup game, and let a man open, wide open, to score a goal to take a two-goal lead. That was the key in this game. It wasn't the goaltending by Elliott or Crawford. It wasn't anything else. That was the key, and that's why Chicago won. The Blues didn't take that face-off seriously. It could have been a totally different game. The Blues probably would have won the game without that, and we wouldn't be talking about a game six, but we are. I'm glad to see, though, that the Blues did come back. In the past, the Blues would have never, ever come back from a deficit like that. Last year playoffs, they wouldn't. The year before that, you know, they got ahead of Chicago in 2014, 2-0. And the third game started getting behind in it and just fell apart and lost 4 in a row. So we got to look forward to game six. I picked the Blues in 6 games, so let's hope my prediction is correct. Chicago Stadium is going to be loud. The players are going to push. Chicago always pushes at the beginning of the game. Let's hope the Blues can get through that initial rush. It was a great game last night, but the Blues need to sometimes take a little bit more seriously when Chicago's skating around. Chicago gets a little too much skating room in their end. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. This has been the St. Louis Blues The Drop Podcast, an overview of Round 1, Game 5, where the Blues lose 4-3 in double overtime to Chicago on a goal by Patrick Kane. My name is Lance Descott. Please follow us on our Twitter page, Official The Drop. You can email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can later on check out YouTube later on this evening between 5 and 5:30. We will be recording live, and you can join us and make comments during our live show. We'll be showing the live video highlights and audio highlights of this game, and we'll go into a little more depth in the radio show here. Just go to YouTube.com, type in The Drop Podcast. We should show up in the first couple buttons. If not, go right above all that where it says filter on the top left-hand side and hit channels, and we should show up number one or two. Thanks again for joining us. This has been the St. Louis Blues The Drop Podcast. Have a great night and have a great rest of the week.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?